Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. Uber pledges to go all electric, but it doesn't own the cars. The ride-hail company joined rival Lyft with a green pledge. It's counting on incentives to encourage drivers to switch to battery power. By Arian Marshall. Uber on Tuesday pledged to convert its fleet in U.S., Canadian, and European cities to fully electric by 2030. By the end of the following decade, Uber says all of its rides will be aboard electric vehicles, either cars, bikes, or scooters. The pledge follows a similar one from rival Lyft, which said in June that all of its rides would be in electric vehicles by 2030. Uber has a clear responsibility to reduce our environmental impact, CEO Dara Khosrowshahi told reporters. Today, we're committing to work with cities to build back better together and tackle the climate crisis more aggressively than ever before. There's a hitch, however. Uber and Lyft don't own the cars that they're pledging to electrify. In fact, they're fighting legal battles in California, Massachusetts, and elsewhere to prove that their drivers who own the cars aren't even employees. So electrifying their fleet hinges on convincing the often not wealthy people who often drive part-time for their apps to get behind the wheel of a new, often more expensive car. Beyond the drivers, the plans turn on decisions by policymakers, by the people who fund and build charging infrastructure, and by riders that the companies don't control. Climate experts call the ride-hail industry's electric push admirable, particularly because it could spark wider change in the automotive industry. Just 3% of the vehicles sold globally last year were electric, and fewer than 2% of those sold in the U.S. were battery-powered, according to Bloomberg New Energy Finance. But batteries are getting more powerful, prices are dropping, and new electric vehicle models are hitting roads in the next few months. If electric Ubers and Lyfts make the more emission-friendly options seem more accessible, that's a win for the planet. There's a catalyst opportunity here to have positive benefits in the market as a whole, and not just for ride-hailing, says Donna Nair, research and deputy director of the Clean Vehicles Program at the Union of Concerned Scientists. An analysis by Nair and colleagues released earlier this year estimates that ride-hail trips produce an average 69% more greenhouse gas emissions than the trips by foot, by public transit, by personal car they displace. Part of the increase stems from the time drivers spend cruising or idling while waiting for fares and driving between trips. That means eliminating a gas-powered ride-hail car should eliminate plenty of carbon, about 3 times more than electrifying a personal car, according to recent research from UC Davis. Drivers have plenty of reasons to go electric. The vehicles have fewer parts and don't need oil changes. Their regenerative braking systems take longer to wear down. Their ranges improve every year. And it's rare that ride-hail drivers travel more than their 200-odd miles of range each day. But charging can be slow, taking anywhere between days, a regular wall outlet, hours, a standard charger made for homes, and 30 minutes, a public fast charger. Not every driver has access to a charger overnight, and in many parts of the U.S., public chargers can be difficult to find. If a driver covers tens of thousands of miles each year, they might need to replace their battery, which can cost thousands of dollars. Then there's the cost. Electric cars are more expensive than similar conventional vehicles. Even if there are incentives, EVs are not very accessible for Uber and Lyft drivers, says Giovanni Cercella, director of the Three Revolutions Future Mobility Program at UC Davis. According to Kelly Blue Book, the average small car costs $20,000. The average mid-sized one is $25,000. The all-electric Chevy Bolt and Tesla's Model 3 cost an additional $10,000. Cheaper used EVs can be hard to track down, so can electric car rentals. To offset the higher cost, Uber says it will spend $160 million annually until 2025 on incentives for drivers and other steps to hit its goals. Drivers of battery electric cars in Canada or the U.S. will get an extra $1 for every trip. Uber is also expanding its green offering to new cities, which lets climate-conscious riders choose to take cleaner vehicles for a small extra fee. Drivers in hybrids and battery-powered cars are slated to get an extra 50 cents for each green trip. The program is similar to one launched by the company in several U.S. cities in 2018. The EV Champions initiative was billed as a year-long pilot program and offered drivers an extra $1 per ride if they drove a battery electric or hybrid vehicle. But some drivers say the project was cut short. Uber spokesperson Brooke Anderson says it lasted just about a year and that Uber provided 6 million EV rides in that time. The company, she says, learned that we couldn't just expect the market to figure EVs out and for drivers to adopt them and naturally just be brought on our platform. Uber has also worked out some driver-friendly deals with car makers, electric charging companies, and rental companies. U.S. drivers could receive discounts of up to $2,750 on General Motors Chevy Bolt. The 2020 model starts at $36,620. Get 10% to 25% off charging from EVgo and take advantage of a forthcoming partnership between Uber and the rental company Avis with the aim of getting more drivers who don't own cars into electrics. Uber says it will also support EV-friendly policies around the world. In a white paper also released Tuesday, the company outlined its wish list. It wants to find places for drivers to quickly charge their vehicles, whether that's close to home overnight or in the middle of cities, while they're scrambling to pick up fares. It wants to push systems like congestion charges for vehicles that release more emissions. The company has some experience in places like London and New York City, working with government officials to push climate-friendly policies. But in an interview, executives said the company hadn't earmarked money to lobby for those policies. We're making changes in our technology to accommodate and incentivize electric vehicles, and we know we cannot succeed unless those policies are in place, says Xinpei Sei, Uber's director of policy, cities, and transportation. We don't have a pack, but we are making actual investment and putting money down on some of those actions. Gabe Hoken, a ride-hail driver in the Bay Area who writes about EVs, says he put 60,000 miles on his Chevy Bolt over 2 years. Riders love the car, he says, and he's become an EV ambassador on wheels. They get in and they say, I've never ridden in an electric car. How do you like it? Where do you charge it? I'm thinking about getting one of these. But Hoken is not sure how he feels about the ride-hail's electrification plans, especially after the companies have changed driver pay structures and bonus programs so often. I wouldn't trust Uber to spend that electrification money any further than I could throw it, he says. What's holding them to whatever commitment they make? Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Quantic is transforming higher education to suit modern students and future leaders. Stuck at a desk, listening to pre-recorded lectures, following along with endless slides. It's outdated. Quantic brings the traditional MBA to life with a focus on innovation and technology with a mobile-first, network-driven approach, allowing you to learn on your schedule and alongside leaders from the world's top companies. Delivered on our award-winning interactive software in a micro-lesson format, you'll receive personalized feedback every 8 seconds, not at semester's end. Transformative leaders need transformative education to make real change. Visit quantic.edu/wired to learn more about the modern MBA.